Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Dalet. As we've been discussing the split in the kingship between Yehuda and Yisrael, I would like to recap the kings from Yehuda and Yisrael from after the split. Malchus Yisrael was Yeravam, Nadav, Baasha, Elah, Zimri, Tivni, Amri, Acha, Vachazia, Yehoram, Yehu, Yehoachas. This perek will discuss Yehoash and Yeravam II. In Malchus Yehuda, it was Rechavam, Aviam, Asya, Asa, Yehoshaphat, Yehoram, Achazia, Asalia, Yoash, and now Amatya. In Pasuk Aleph through Hey, Amatya, son of Yoash, son of Yehoash, became king over Yehuda at 25 years old and reigned for 29 years. Amatya did what was good in the eyes of Hashem. However, Amatya failed to remove the private altars that were being used for worship. Amatya killed the people who assassinated his father Yoash. Amatya did not kill the assassin's children in accordance with the Torah's Moshe, as it says in Pasuk Vav, Kakasu v'sefer Torah's Moshe, as it says, it's written in Torah's Moshe, Asher tziva Hashem leimor, that Hashem commanded, lo yamusu avos al banim, that parents should not die for the sins of their children, ubanim lo yamusu al avos, and children will not die for the sins of their parents, ki im ish, ish chato yumas, because each person will be judged according to their averus. Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perikei Halachot Aleph and Beis writes, every single person has a choice to go on the path of the righteous or not. Hashem does not decree on a person from birth whether or not they will be a tzaddik or a rasha. As it says, Elo kol adam roi lo lio tzaddik kemoshe rabbeinu, O rasha kiyaravim, that every person has the ability to become a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or a rasha like Yeravim. It's fitting for every person to become a tzaddik like Moshe. This should be great words of encouragement, for each and every one of us has the potential and capability to reach extremely high levels of connection, dveikut, to Hashem. No matter what our upbringing may be, Hashem does not declare on a person whether they're going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. The word Adam, if you rearrange the letters, spell out me'od, mem, aleph, dalid, meaning more, because each person, each one of us can go way beyond ourselves and achieve new heights. As we learn about the splitting of the kingship, each one of these kings had the ability to turn things around for Yisrael as the choice was theirs. In Pasuk Zion through Yadalid, Amatya defeated Edom in battle, killed 10,000 men, and captured territory. Amatya was haughty from the victory and tried to engage Yehoash, king of Yisrael, in battle. Yehoash sent back the following parable to Amatya. A thorn bush wanted his child to marry the child of a cedar tree. A wild beast came out of nowhere and trampled the thorn bush. Rashi and Adak explain, Amatya is the thorn bush, Yehoash is the cedar tree. Something so great as a cedar tree wouldn't dare mix with a thorn bush, even at times of peace. How much more so for war? In other words, Yehoash said no. Yehoash told Amatya to protect the honor of Yehuda by not going to a battle. And Amatya should not be haughty and instigate war against Yehoash. Amatya didn't listen. Yehoash defeated Amatya in battle. Yehoash then made a gaping hole in the Beis HaMikdash wall and looted the gold and silver from the Beis HaMikdash. In Pasuk Tezvav through Chav Beis, Yehoash, king of Yisrael, died and ruled for 16 years. Amatya, king of Yehuda, fled to Lachisha. Rashi points out, Amatya ruled in Lachisha for 15 years. Amatya was killed and brought to Ir David, city of David, for burial. Azariah, son of Amatya, 16 years old, ruled over Yehuda next. In Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Yeravam, son of Yehoash, ruled over Yisrael next. Yeravam, like his namesake, Yeravam ben Nevat, continued to perpetuate evil throughout Yisrael. However, Yeravam also had a redeeming factor. Yeravam restored the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael in accordance with the prophecy of Yonah ben Amittai. Note, it does not say about what Yonah's prophecy was here. In Pasuk Chav Zayin, V'lo Dibar Hashem Lumchos Es Shem Yisrael Mitachas HaShemayim V'yoshem B'yad Yeravam Ben Yoash. B'yad Yeravam Ben Yoash. That Hashem decided not to wipe out Yisrael from underneath the heavens and save them utilizing Yeravam ben Yoash. Note, no matter how much Klal Yisrael may have been sinning, Hashem's love for us defies logic. As the nation was worshiping idols at that time, Hashem still sent the Jews a savior, as Hashem's compassion for us once again is revealed. and Pasuk Chav Ches through and Chav Tes, which is the end of the parak. Yeravam died, and his son Zechariah ruled over Yisrael next. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.